Yeah, man. I was there at the Arnold 2 years ago when Rep was there, man. I saw what they did. Oh, man.
They're a bunch of sleazy, manipulative.
No, I don't think so. I don't think even, I really don't even think what they did was that wrong. Like, heard the story, right? You know.
I've gotten, secondhand, I learned that Rep was, yeah, because of something that they did 2 years ago, they weren't able to have a booth at this year's Arnold.
Right.
And I think I know what it is, but I'm going to let you, I don't want to get it wrong, because it was very much kind of like a, just like quickly referenced in a larger conversation that I was having.
So basically, they made shirts specifically for the Arnold Expo. Okay. To pass out for free to people that came to the Rep booth at the Arnold Expo. And apparently they didn't get permission to print on the shirts anything about the Arnold. So apparently that's something you have to get approval for, like Rep at the Arnold, whatever. They didn't do that. They passed out a bunch of shirts. It was probably, like, I don't think they were doing anything nefarious. I think it was probably more like shoot first, ask questions later.
Or
what's the other one? Like,
ask for forgiveness, not permission.
There we go.
Yeah.
And what resulted is that they got in trouble and didn't get to go back this year.
The Terminator has to get his cut. There's got to be a money piece in there.
Oh, like, for sure.
Not only do they have to probably have gotten permission, they probably would have had to have negotiated like a fee.
Right.
Even if they're giving them away for free, they would have probably had to pay for that brand, that Schwarzenegger, the Arnold, that's a strong brand. You got to pay to use it.
Right. So that's it. It wasn't some big crazy scandal or anything, but it's kind of funny. Like, you know, you would think a place like the Arnold would want every big brand to be there. Like, Rep had a huge booth. I'm sure they paid a ton of money to be in there. I would not think that the Arnold would be like, nope, Rep, you don't get to come back. You are punished. Sit in time out for a year.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. I think that part is interesting. Like, I think that I would have, if I had to have guessed, or if somebody asked me to guess, like, what do I think the disciplinary action would have been? I wouldn't have guessed that they were not permitted to come back the next year, because again, that's booth money for the Arnold. Why, you know, why would they not want them to come back? I would think just like a slap on the wrist. You know, that said, I have in my professional life, I've worked with some, you know, very, what would you call it? Some brands that are very protective of their brand in the respective niches that I was working with. And it was always, what's the word I'm looking for? It always like surprised me. It always surprised me just how protective and the guidelines that they have around it. And I used to work in the app space, and they had parameters around how many times the brand had to be shown, where, on every page, and things of that nature. And I remember thinking, like, whoa, I didn't know it was this serious, guys. So I guess the Arnold is the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know where Rep is going to be this year? They skipped the Arnold.
Yeah.
And they're going to Home Gym Con, man.
They are. I'm really excited to see what they're... I already know some pieces that are going to for sure be there, but haven't they been kind of teasing out like some... Like, there's going to be a surprise, some other stuff that we don't even know about?
Yeah,
what
man.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What do you know? Has there been?
I don't know.
Some inside
I don't know
information?
Anything that the public doesn't know. I've just been checking out these cardio machines, and I really hope they have the new version of the Aries there. I want to check that out.
Yeah, I definitely want to check out the Aries. That is something we talked about it last podcast. I'm personally very interested in the whole rack attached functional trainer. I'm also really interested, and our boy Matt Pendergraft said that he's working out a way to get some of those Beyond Power Vultras there. And I'm really curious about those. I've heard a lot of good things. I don't see myself ever dropping that kind of money on a pair of those. It's like, you know, like $5,000 to buy two.
Right.
And the, you know, the possibilities for failure on the battery and the technology in them.
Right.
I don't think that's a risk that I would personally want to take. I did see that they just offered like an extended warranty plan. It's interesting. Like you're seeing practices that you and I are familiar with from the tech space, right? Extended warranties and things like that, subscriptions, carrying over into fitness. You know, a bunch of meatheads are just used to buying iron and picking it up and putting it down.
I know, it's weird. I'm like a tech junkie, but even I am hesitant with that stuff. Like you said, like battery life, like we all know that lithium ion batteries are, even if that's not the technology they're using, we know that those batteries don't last forever. Look at all these Priuses with like super expensive batteries that die after 10 years or whatever. Like when you're dropping $5,000 on a pair of stuff, like, you know, on these Vultras, when you could drop $5,000 on iron that you aren't going to run into any sort of issue like that. Yeah, it's hard to justify. But I mean, they're not, I don't think they're going for the same target. Like the people who get those products are typically like working out in smaller spaces. So they probably don't have the room for a full functional trainer or, you know, a built-in functional trainer to a rack. So I don't know, man. Everybody's got different needs and budgets and space constraints. So I don't poo-poo it like all the way around for everybody. But for me, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're right. I think one of the things that I've learned, especially in our space, is, you know, you don't have to create a product that everybody wants. You know, you can hit a very specific target audience, which is much smaller than the general public, and you can be wildly successful doing just that. So you're right. You're right. Anyway, I am really excited to see what Rep brings. I want to see what they're going to surprise us with. I want to see those Repin dumbbells. I watched a lot of their content from, I don't know if there's a lot of content, but they were at, was it FIBO, the European Fitness Expo? Really curious to see some of those things and test them out. Here's the other thing too. Do you know if like, so Rogue premiered or like released their rack attached functional trainer stuff at the Arnold, but I didn't see any content of people actually using it, right?
Nah, like I don't remember seeing any of that either.
Okay. So that tells me that they weren't letting people actually use it. They could look at it, but,
or that people were using it and they were like, nah, I don't want to post videos about this.
Or maybe they didn't let people post content. Like, put your phone away. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, the reason I say that is I'm, you know, you and I have talked a little bit about the kind of content that we want to capture while we're at Home Gym Con.
Yeah.
And I think it would be cool to try and get some of the guests, the people who are coming to Home Gym Con, to try one and then the other. And then like as a content, put together a compilation and be like, okay, make your choice. Money's not no object here. Yeah. Like, which one are you taking? And see,
that's a good idea. Let's do that, bro. That's fun. Okay. Yeah.
There's a few. There's a couple. I know that there's going to be, I mean, even Dean at Black Widow is going to bring some type of a rack attached functional trainer type of thing.
Nice.
So I think we could do that. Would be cool to get everybody's first impressions and then, you know, make a, what would you call that? Just cut them all together. Yeah. Spice them all together and do that and see what comes of it. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Hopefully we don't make any enemies.
What else are we looking forward to at the old Home Gym Con coming up? That's 2 weeks away, bro. I cannot believe it is happening so soon.
I'm not ready. I don't feel ready at all. I've been kind of like doing like I travel a fair amount, and I have historically traveled a bunch professionally, so like getting all my kit and, you know, packed and ready to go, like most of that is kind of second nature to me. But once we're there, I don't feel ready. I have been, so you did this, you posted, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, you did like another reel of your Home Gym Con experience from last year, right? Where kind of like promoted Home Gym Con a little bit. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I really want to do the same. When I made my little mini reel from Home Gym Con last year, that in my, at the time, I was like, oh, this is just like, get something out right now.
Yeah.
I have a lot more content. I want to do something more fleshed out, you know, where I narrate it. And I've been trying to do that for the last 2 or 3 weeks, basically ever since I saw you drop that one. And I just don't have the through point in my content. Like, I was so unprepared and I got so wrapped up in the moment of being there that I just like didn't think it through. And I've got like a bunch of stills and then like a bunch of shaky video of things getting put together. So, you know, in terms of like, what am I looking forward to? I think I guess I'm looking forward to just being hopefully more prepared. I'm just looking forward to the whole experience in general. There's a handful of people going now that I either didn't know or I've never met that will be there, that I for sure want to meet. You know, those friends that you chat with in the DMs and you feel like you know them because you're always chatting. So I'm looking forward to a handful of those guys being there. And, you know, it's interesting because like Basement Brandon was on the Massonomics podcast this week and they specifically asked him about Home Gym Con and, you know, they gave him like a bunch of all of the different events. They've got their own, like Massonomics has their own event that people go to and the Arnold. And I think they gave him like another bunch of choices and Home Gym Con was like his third or fourth pick of like which one he would want to go to. And he was just like, I'm not in the market. His reason was that he's not in the market for any equipment. And I thought, well, neither am I. Like, I'm not going there to, I mean, yes, I'm going to try the equipment, but I'm not going with the intentions of like, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to buy immediately after the show. It's about the people, right? Yeah. It's about the people.
Man, 100%. Like last year, I didn't really look at much equipment at all. Like there was a bunch of stuff there that I just totally missed because I was just running around, like meeting people, having conversations, having a good time. I wasn't even focused on equipment at all. Like for certain people, that's a draw. For other people, just community's a draw, but it's not just a one-sided thing. Like this is, it's multidimensional. There's so many things that I'm excited about. I think Brandon saying that, that's just because he hasn't gone yet. So he doesn't know what he's missing out on. And it's really easy to say, I wouldn't enjoy that. That's not my kind of thing.
Right.
If you haven't done it. But like for you and I, man, I know that it's definitely something I will make time for every single year from now on. Cause it was just so freaking awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. It was a really good time. And I think you're right. He threw a little like playful shade at Tommy and Tanner, you know, because they're getting sponsored to go, you know, somebody's kind of like paying their way. And I thought like, I mean, is he suggesting that if somebody threw a little, little incentive his way, he'd be able to show up there in 2 weeks. So for anybody out there listening, any manufacturers or vendors or even Jake, you know, you want to throw some, try to persuade Basement Brandon to get out to Home Gym Con.
Right. You know, let's get Brandon out there, money. Man. He is another person that I would love to just sit down and have a conversation with, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of all of the, you know, content creators, influencers, or just like people in the space, I've probably followed Brandon the longest because he, even before he was in a home gym, he was posting like fitness related content and stuff like that back in like 2008, 9, 10. Before I even had any thoughts of having the type of gym at home that I do now. And so it would be cool to meet him and hang out. But whatever, Brandon, you know, you don't want to come.
You don't want to meet your homies. Whatever, dude.
I'm not heartbroken or anything. So it's going to be a really good time. Also, I think, are we going to for sure do a live podcast? Have we shored that up at all?
My guess is as good as yours, bro. I have no idea. Jake offered it. But as you know, you and I are super busy right now, so we don't have time to plan for it, or we haven't made time to plan for it. Imagine if you were the one who's organizing all this stuff. Imagine how much stuff Jake has on his plate right now. Like, I'm sure us doing a podcast is the last thing he's worried about right now. He's probably like, he's got like a million other things. So I think it's on us to sort of figure it out. Like, the equipment will be there, the space will be there, and it's up to us to figure out, like, if we're going to do it, what we're going to do, and all that. But I think he said something about doing it Thursday before it gets all crazy in there, which sounds good, actually, because one of my big regrets from last year was, like, having all this busy work during, like, the main hours that everything was going on. And so I'd rather get the busy work done before everybody shows up. So, we just got to figure it out, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about it. I agree. I think if we can somehow get down there and knock it out Thursday night, and do it early enough so that we don't miss any cool, fun stuff that might be going down with the people who are showing up early, I am down. But yeah, to your point, you know, I keep seeing him promoting like the strongman competition and the grip competition. And in my opinion or in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to tie myself to, you know, that for a couple of hours and competing in that, you know, it sounds pretty, pretty accessible to anybody who wants to participate. And the prizes are
just amazing.
Great. Yeah. And so I keep thinking like, should I just, I mean, I have no experience with either of those things, but I'm athletic enough, you know, I've got decent grip. I could probably place somewhere in there. I wouldn't be last, I don't think. at least I'd be in the running for some prizes. But then I'm like, I don't want to like get tied up personally. I've got content and all these other things I want to be doing too. So
we'll see. We'll play it by ear, because it could be fun if like you and I both enter a thing and then, you know, we get that, we get some content out of it, and it might be fun to watch me fail horribly at all of these things, or watch you masterfully win all of the prizes. No. Mike surprisingly wins first place in all these. I don't know, man. Like, it might be kind of cool. I don't know.
It would.
Just don't say no just yet. Have an open
mind. You're right.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that guy, Will Tenney, on YouTube? He's a fitness influencer. He's fairly big. He does stuff like that where he'll be like, I'm going to go see if I can, you know, survive in a full day of CrossFit workouts. And he'll make that content. He's never done it before. Yeah. Or he did one where it was like, he brought a bunch of cash to a commercial gym and he let anybody in the gym challenge him to a one rep max on any lift that they wanted. And if they won, he gave him cash, but it made for really entertaining content. Yeah. So maybe we could do something like that. Like,
that'd be cool.
Michael and Kyle try strongman and see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds fun, man. Like, I would be down for that. I'm down. And that's the great thing about Home Gym Con is like, nobody's going to be like, oh, you're a pussy, you couldn't do all this stuff. Like, it's a community. It's camaraderie. It's like, you're just having a good time. And like, I would be down for that. So let's do it, man. I mean, not saying we got to sign up today, but you know, it's potentially there, especially if we get a bunch of people that are at Home Gym Con that are like, hey, you guys said on the podcast, you can't back down.
Oh, great.
Then we'll have to do it.
You're right. We would have to do it. And I do succumb to peer pressure. Yeah, maybe the grip strength would be better. I don't want to get an injury trying to lift a log over my head or something. Those guys were impressive last year, you know?
Yeah, right. I don't want to get an injury either. Hell no, bro. I got to go back to work after Home Gym Con.
Same. Yeah, same. But it's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully we do get a chance to do a live podcast. But if we don't, we're going to crank out another one of these within a couple of days of us getting back home.
Right.
So that we can share all of our excitement and our favorite experiences and stuff. So you guys out there, make sure to tune in for that. Let's see. You know, okay, so I am interested. We're on the subject of Home Gym Con. I know that Chris Duffin is going to be there. Mr. Kabuki himself. And I think I'm now, my curiosity has has increased considering what's happened recently with Kabuki Strength, with his co-founder like retiring, and then they in the wake of that, Kabuki Strength has taken online sales down. They said for 10 days while they like revamping the brand. It seems like they've kind of teased out what looks like a new logo. They teased out some new products. Have you followed any of that or seen any of that that's going on?
This is all news to me, man. I don't know about any of that. I am really interested to find out like what's happening and what is going where, like what's the future of Kabuki? Where's Kabuki going? I know that they've been doing a lot of partnerships with Rogue, so I wouldn't be surprised if there were more of the two merging or something, but that's just speculation. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know he does a handful of, not just Rogue, other brands that are out there. I think even those barbell collars that they released under the Kabuki brand were like a partnership with another company that was making those barbell collars. Do you own any Kabuki Strength products?
No, sir. Nope. Have you ever used? I had a Cadillac bar. Yeah, I had a Cadillac bar for a bit, but I flipped it. Or I didn't flip it. I bought it. It was, people are going to think I'm crazy, but like, I'm a small dude, okay? I'm going to preference all of this by I'm a small dude.
We'll have to insert the picture of you and I standing.
Right. Mike compared to me. So like, I basically have the physique of a buff female. So if you could just picture that in your head. I originally had my first bar like that was the Bells of Steel Arch Nemesis.
Okay.
That was like obviously very inspired by the Cadillac bar. And then I got the Cadillac bar and I had wanted it for a long time. I was able to get it used and I was super stoked about it. And then I got it and it's just like, it's too big and bulky and the sleeves are too long. Just like for my needs, I'm never going to fill up sleeves and bench that much. Like even if I have some fat ass bumper plates on there, I'm never going to put on enough bumper plates on each sleeve that like, I'm running out of sleeve length and I need something longer and bigger and whatever. So I ended up like, I had them both for a couple months and I ended up just saying, you know what, man, like I'd rather just sell the Cadillac bar and keep the money and keep this cheap Bells of Steel bar because it's lightweight. It's only 25 pounds. So it's like so much easier to maneuver. It's quite a bit shorter. I don't know, like the actual distance that it's shorter, but the sleeves aren't as long.
Right.
And for me, it just like, it's so much more convenient for like, for as much as I use that bar, it's not worth having a whatever, however much it was like $400 bar, just taking up space in my barbell rack versus like, I think the Bells one was like 100, 150 bucks or something. So that's like a better use of money and space for me.
Do you ever use that cable attachment hook on it?
Never. That's dumb. That thing is so dumb.
So wise.
I mean, like who wants a lap bar? Yeah, with like huge sleeves on the sides. No.
Not me.
Like I think it's cool. I like Rep's idea better where it's like removable. So at least if you don't use it.
Oh, that's right.
You don't have to keep that eye bolt on there. But I mean the one on the Bells doesn't take up that much space. But yeah, I've never used it like that. It's dumb.
Yeah. So you had the what's the name of that bar again? I'm spacing right now.
The Arch Nemesis.
No, but the Kabuki version.
Oh, the Cadillac.
The Cadillac, the Caddy. Yeah. Yeah. I had one too. And so there was like, I'll say this, like Chris Duffin is a very outspoken salesperson. He's very convincing around his products and why they're great and the science behind them and things. And there was like a season of time in like 2021, I think, where the whole home gym Discord was just all about Kabuki, and they had a sales rep from Kabuki who was very active in the Discord and, you know, always talking about the benefits and stuff. And I bought a shoulder rock and I eventually bought a caddy, and I still have the shoulder rock. I don't use it, but yeah. I might, you know, it's a mace and there's places for training with a mace, and I don't think I'll ever sell it. It's in there, no longer available. What did they call it? Like something nickel. I don't know. It's like a bright, shiny nickel, and it's nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get used. It sits at the top of my gun rack where it's hard to reach.
Yeah. Right.
But the caddy, you know, that he talked about, and I have like some weird shoulder stuff, and in his sales, Chris Duffin and all the sales pitches talked about all of the science behind it being having like the perfect angled grips and the way that the balance and the plates and all this stuff is going to be perfect for people. And I did not like it very much. I found that it was like, it hurt my shoulders a little bit more than even a straight bar. And I eventually picked up the Elite FTS American Cambered grip bar love that thing. I think it's one of the most underrated specialty bars out there. It's very basic. It doesn't have knurled handles. It's, you know, it's on got axle sleeves and stuff, not traditional sleeves.
Is that the one that has like a lot of freaking handles?
I think it has three hand settings.
Oh, okay.
But it tapers, you know, so that you can get better range of motion. Great bar. I really like it. But yeah, I sold my caddy right before we moved to Phoenix. And was happy to see move on from that piece. So that wasn't great. But I'm curious. Let's see. We'll see what they bring to home Gym Con. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
So kind of along those lines, or not really along those lines at all, but I have a question for you, Michael.
Okay.
And this is relevant because somebody asked me this question when I just did a review of the dialed motion pulley systems, the cable systems that basically go onto racks, and it's got the cable and the retractor and like all the pulleys and everything.
Yes.
And somebody had asked me in that video, or for that video, if you were just like starting from scratch and you had a cable tower, whether that's like attached to your rack or integrated in your rack, or Athena, Aries, or like a Bells of Steel kind of wall tower. Like if you had one of those and you could get five attachments. We'll do four because we'll do the Mount Rushmore. If you could get four attachments for that, handles, grips, whatever, what four would you get? Price doesn't matter. You're purchasing, like, this is buy once, cry once. You're never going to get other handles. You're going to spend all your money and get the best handles right now.
So like my Mount Rushmore of cable attachments. That's what we're doing.
That's it.
This is challenging. I have a lot.
I know.
Way more cable attachments than probably maybe second to plates. I've got cable attachments for days. Ooh, good question. Four. This is going to be tough because I feel like in my head I'm already going to go beyond four, but okay, so shit, this is tough.
Man, I told you this before we started. You should have,
I know, but
had
I didn't
an
have
answer.
A whole lot of time to think about it. We just kind of started, we hit the record button and here we go. Okay, yeah, so okay. Let's think. So I love my rotate handles from Prime Fitness. I think that those, the paddle grips, I think that they're fantastic. I use them as much as I possibly can. I think, you know, they really eliminate you having to think about your grip, and you just focus on hitting the muscle group. So I'm going to put my Prime rotate handles at the top, and then I'm going to say the Darko Longi bar, because that allows you to leverage those rotate handles at a bunch of different widths. So. Mm-hmm. Dang, that puts us at two already right there. And then, oh, this is impossible. Prime has really done a great job. I love my Prime CAS handles. The ones that I kind of customize and put on the belt fed handle straps. So my Kaz handles aren't like your traditional Kaz handles. I figured out a way to get them on their own like leather straps. So they're kind of like my D handles. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So those are three. And I'm trying to think. So the Kaz handles would eliminate the need for a curl bar. The Kaz handles paired with the Darko Longhi eliminates the need for a curl bar. Yeah. And then you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to these new ones that are like really, really great. And I quickly mentioned them in our last podcast, but they're like the Strong Grips. They're from a really unknown company called Egg Weights. And they're like these little round balls are, you just kind of attach them to anything you want, but you can do tricep pullovers with them. You can mount them to do tricep extensions. And I've only had them for about 6 weeks and I'm using them a lot. They're great for face pulls. I know I'm leaving a bunch of stuff out there and I'm going to like, what,
but that's four. That's all you get, bro. Four.
I know. I was going to say, can I have like an honorary fifth?
Sure.
I will say though, that like highly underrated, I wish they would revamp this. I'm going to talk to Brian at Iron Master when we're at Home Gym Con, but the Iron Master Ultimate Row Handle is, have you ever seen that thing? It's this big beastly, looks like it's straight from the 80s, all squared and chromed out. It has like wide handle grips on it and then neutral handle grips. Yeah. And then you can slide them up and down this rail. You can get, but then it also has little holes like attachment points. So if you wanted to put like the rotate handles or the Kaz handles on them, you can do that too. And it has the landmine hole. So you can use it as a landmine, highly versatile, but it's really big, bulky, awkward. The knurling on it's terrible. But if they could release like a version two of that, where they kind of clean up some of those details, I think it'd be awesome. Anyway, I've talked a lot about cable attachments. I want to know what your Mount Rushmore is. The arch nemesis in there?
Oh yeah. That was going to be my number one.
Yeah. So what is your Mount Rushmore of cable attachments?
No camber bars that double as no any kind of bar that doubles as a lat attachment. Those are all kudos to companies for trying to like get extra functionality out of equipment. But in my experience, it's just too wide and cumbersome. So no. So I'm going to answer this the same way that I did previously. And just like my disclaimer is that I'm not like a junkie on lat handles like some people are. Like I have a pretty modest collection and I'm like very content with those. So I would go with something like, there are lots of different ones to choose from, but something like the Longhi bar or, you know, the Gym Pin has the Holy bar or the Gym Pin D handle bar, just something with multiple holes. So you can attach different handles to it at different widths like that. That's always got to be number one, because that just opens up so many possibilities.
Yeah.
And then I would go with D handles because you got to have a good set of D handles. And
any
I just
D
got
handles?
No, not any. I just got some knurled ones
from
Gym Pin.
Oh, okay.
I really like them, but there are plenty of companies that make this something similar or the same. Like if money wasn't an issue, I'd probably go check out the Gym Equipped. They've got a lot of like,
oh man, yeah,
really nice, high quality, like artisan made, like too expensive for me and my current budget, but man, they're really nice.
They are.
So I would go with like fancy D handles like that. So that's two, and then I get two more, and then like an honorary mention. I like having a narrow neutral grip for like seated rows. So right now I have, I don't know what it's called. I don't know the official name, but you know what I'm talking about. Like neutral, narrow. It's like a,
you're going to go dedicated on this one, even though you've already got the D handlebar and
because that's wide, man. So like if I'm attaching the D handles to the center and then I got this wide bar, I don't know, man, it knocks it into stuff. Like I do like having a compact option.
I agree.
And that one that I have the Rogue one and I use it all the time. It's really nice. So that's 1, 2, 3. I would go with, God, this is forever, huh? I do have several different handles that I use with the D handlebar, but I don't know if they'd be in my top. I think I would go for like a high quality, like maybe from Bear Steel, like an actual wide lat pull down bar.
Yes.
You know okay. what I'm talking about? Yes,
I do. Yep.
Again, with like nice knurling, just like top of the line, super nice. I'd go with one of those. So that's four. And then my honorary mention, I haven't used the Rotate handles, but I feel like that would be a good way to round them out. I don't know. I might have, I think Jake has some,
they're great.
But I haven't personally had them in my gym. I've just sort of tinkered with them when I was at his house. So yeah, that would be my top five.
I like it. I think at least what I did there was, I treated that unintentionally, but just started going as more of a, similar to our question from a couple of episodes ago, where it was like, if you could only have three barbells, which would you keep? Right. And we were trying to be efficient and multi-purpose with them. Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas the question was really like the Mount Rushmore. So I think if I had to do it again, I would eliminate me thinking about versatility, but the same players would probably still be in there. I think at least the Kaz and the Rotate handles are just phenomenal. But on the subject of like your traditional lat pull-down bar, I really want one. I want like a dedicated lat pull-down bar. And you talked about Gym Equipped, and he makes one, but it's like close to $400, you know? And I'm like, wow, I can't do it. I need to reach
really
out to
nice.
Him.
You and, know that. Oh, that quality is just gonna like, that is a buy once, cry really fucking hard one time, and then you just have this like amazing piece of equipment for the rest of your life.
Yeah. But so I want one of those too. Yeah. I used my ultimate row handle for that. Like when it calls for traditional, like wide grip pull downs.
Yeah.
I do want something dedicated.
It's just not the same. So, flip this around and like, what is, without getting into any hot water with anybody, but what are like one or two attachments that you see a lot of people have that you're like, I've tried it and it's trash. I would never even want that in my top five or my top 10. Is there anything?
Yeah. What are those orange ones that are like made out of foam with the little strap on them? You've used them for like, Seal bar
angles,
rows.
Angles 90.
Angles 90.
Dude, they're so good. They're no, so
hey,
good,
that's
man.
The question, man. People, okay. See, here you are.
Have
you're
you
one of those
used
people.
Them?
I own
Have
a pair. Yeah.
And you're still a hater? Bro.
I am. You know what? Like, again,
I just lost respect for you, Mike.
There's going to be, if you guys agree with me, please light up the comments. I would appreciate the support. I see the application, like they stay, like when we travel, like when we went to like a beach house, like a couple summers ago, and I grabbed my Henny attachments, which kind of double as like, what's that thing that people pay way too much for? TRX. Like it's like a TRX. Oh, yeah. So you can like mount it high and do like body weight stuff. I grabbed my Angles 90s for those. Right. Cause they're compact, they're light. I could, you know, they pack down easy. So they have their applications even for me. But if, because you're, you know, you ask a question, like what is one that, I see people loving. And if it's me, I'm just going to grab one of my other nice attachments, like either the Kaz or the Rotates, and attach those. Even if it's like you use it on a barbell, right? That is one of the plus sides is there's just like a nylon strap. So you don't need a traditional carabiner anchor point, but I have those little like straps that allow you to basically, you know, kind of loop around stuff. And so anyway, that's Stop mine. Loop. What is yours where you're like, everybody seems to love this one, but I'm not a fan.
So I wasn't prepared to answer this question. I just sort of threw it out there. Well, I can tell you, actually, look behind me. You
the
see
ones
that?
You, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're up here for a reason. This one is cool. This one I have never, ever liked. And I bought it like back in 2019 when I was first putting my gym together and I first got like a cable tower. And yeah. I got it and I thought, cool, it's got like two angles. I can, you know, I can use the 45 degree this one.
I see. Like as a triangle for pull downs and stuff, I guess.
Like tricep push downs or like curls or whatever. And then it's got the wider grip. It sucks. The knurling sucks on its cap. So like, what do you expect? I didn't know anything about cap back then, but like, and there's no resale value. I would have sold it back in, you know, 2020 and 21.
When it did have resale value. Yeah.
No. I should have. But I mean, I used it for a while until I started getting better attachments. And then now I don't. So yeah, that's why it's hanging up in the background. But yeah, sucks. All right. Don't buy it.
Yeah. I almost bought one of those too in my early days of cable attachment purchasing, but I'm glad that I don't have one of those. That's interesting. Are there any out there that you've seen that you want to try that you haven't tried yet?
So I have tried the mag grips.
Yeah.
I have those tried those.
Great.
I don't like them. I think they're too heavy. They're like super duper heavy. I don't like that about it. Again, I'm a little guy. I have a hard time picking up these heavy handles. Yeah. No, that's not what it is. It's like when you're like fighting the weight of gravity while you're pulling back. I'd rather use lightweight handles. I don't know. I was surprised. So I borrowed them from Jake when I was like doing my my hacks with my rower. And I was like, why can't we use different handles on rowers? And I was like, you know, Jake, let me borrow these. That. They'll be perfect for the rower to like have all these grip options. And in that case, like they were just too heavy.
Forward.
Right. And like the rower handle itself is like made of plastic or whatever. Yeah. So like that has no weight at all. And then I was using those and it was just like, yeah, it didn't work. And then I got yelled at by the international rowing community and never post anything about that again.
Oh boy. Yeah. I remember that, you know, so this is an opportunity to kind of highlight something that it's even a callback to Home Gym Con last year where Clevabilt gifted both you and I versions of their triangle cable attachments, and they're made out of aluminum and they're significantly lighter. Those are some premium pieces. Sorry you guys didn't make the cut. They are, though. They're really freaking nice. When you can compare them to something like your cap that's sitting behind you, they're night and day difference.
Yeah, but a thousand times nicer.
Yeah. So, but there is something to say about a heavy cable attachment. There's even like a safety element too. Like if you're like at a commercial gym or something, you're loading up like a heavy lat pull down bar or something, and the cable breaks on you or anything like that. Now you've got a 30-pound piece of metal coming at your face. But American Barbell actually makes a line of aluminum cable attachments, and I have their curl bar. And it's nice. It's nice. It's light. And same thing with the Clevabilt. The light. I get it. I get what you mean by it, them being just too heavy. Another weird thing about the Iron Master Ultimate Row Handle. But I do like the mag grips. I wish they had kind of what we were just talking about, like a traditional lat pull down bar. The thing about the mag grips is they're all some form of a neutral grip, right?
Right.
I want them to create one that mimics like a wide grip lat pull down, but you still have the benefit of the paddles for grip.
Right.
That, I think that would be sweet if they had one of those. That's on my, and somebody needs to make this list.
All right. Let them know. We'll tell them. I'm sure they listen. I'm sure they're taking notes.
Yeah.
Everybody is. Hey, so I did want to go back and revisit that.
Yes, I'm glad you brought this up.
Our conversation from last week where we were talking about how it's kind of a pet peeve for you and to a lesser extent me, the whole like spamming affiliate links whenever, you know, a company mentions a product and then 20 people are like, check it out using my affiliate link. And we actually posted a clip of that on Instagram and you suggested, you know, anybody watching, share their thoughts. And boy, we got a lot of thoughts on that one, man.
We did.
Do you want to revisit that? Is there anything that sticks out to you from that?
What? Yeah, I'm sure there is. Okay. So I think one of my favorites Came from Chris over at Belt Fed Strength. He said, I hate the game and some of the players. My problem is I value participation over profits. The big fish with the big mouths, manufacturers, not necessarily the influencers, but I'll say it, the influencers, suck up all of the bread thrown into the pond, referencing your analogy, even when their size doesn't match their actual involvement in the water. Like in this, and he made it personal. He was like big names getting applause for finally jumping into something like Home Gym Con because they realize it'll be profitable, and the rest of us were dying to come from day one just to hug you. Oh. Shout out to Big Chris at Belt Fed Strength, one of my favorite people. So let's talk about that. I think he did a really good job of kind of summarizing what I didn't even realize I was feeling, or like maybe where I, you know, I was trying to identify like why it irritates me. Right.
Yeah.
And it's because that's where I'm coming from. Like I'm here because I love gym equipment. I love the community. I, even last year at Home Gym Con, like, as soon as Jake told us he was doing it, I'm like, I'm in, like, I'm going, I'm going to support you. I'm going to be there for the first one. If it's the last one, then I went to the only one. Now we know it's not going to be the last one.
Yeah.
But that's the spirit that I'm operating from. Like, these are my people. These are my friends. I want to support them. They've supported me, you know, the likes of you and Jake giving me an opportunity to even do something as cool as this podcast, or even like, I'll never forget the first time you shared out one of my posts, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? Like, like hundreds of likes and just blowing my mind. Like, so that's where I'm coming from. And I really appreciated that comment from Chris. That was a cool one. Yeah.
Same. It's tough, right? Because it's like, on one hand, it's a tight knit community. On the other hand, it's a business, and those things sometimes can coincide with each other. And a lot of times they just like, they can't, like, once something gets big enough and becomes profitable enough, like, the big fish come in and they want to swoop in and take all the credit and take all the profit. And like, it's happened over and over and over again. And, you know, our, in the different niches, you know, in our country, in our society, that's just sort of how it goes. So, I feel like I can't get mad about it because that's like the way our society is set up to behave. But I don't love it, man. Like, I would much rather, like I said last time, if it was just like this cool hippie like utopia where we can all just like lift weights and make money and everything's cool and we're vibing, but that's not our reality. I do like Big Chris, man. He's a fun dude.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him and Randy again at this year's Home Gym Con. There's plenty of other comments. Let's pick another one or two.
All right, so let's go from the other side. So Gluck from Gluck's Gym, Adrian Gluck, said, as someone who shares affiliate links, I have no issue with it when you're adding value to the conversation. I use the feedback from my posts and stories to guide my reviews. People often look at things differently than me, so their insights are helpful. Also, companies make a killing off affiliates, and people don't really use links, in parentheses. I'm pretty good at forgetting as well. So staying relevant is helpful. I don't think anyone should be trying to trick people, though. Which is like, you know, I guess that's not completely on the other side of the spectrum, but Gluck is one of the people that last week when Rep posted about the new Aries, like, Gluck posted a link. So from his perspective, he's just saying, right? Like, that would be the argument that, like, he's adding value.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's trying to stay relevant. And I don't know, man. What do you think about all that?
So I learned some things from other people. You know, Joe Gray jumped in too, and I got a few DMs, and even, you know, like you said, Gluck jumped into the comments, and then he replied to a few other people's questions about how it all works. And I learned too that depending on the program, they might not even honor the link that took them to the purchase. They might be quantifying, like, if, you know, hypothetically, we'll use yourself and I, let's say we both had affiliate links to the same company, and the buyer used my affiliate link to go check out and buy the product. There might be a scenario where, depending on the program and the way that they have it set up, if that same buyer had visited their site 3 or 4 times in the same month through your link, but I got the purchase, you might get the credit because of the way that they have it set up. Because a lot of the comments were people asking for clarification on how it all works, and it's not cut and dry. It varies. And,
like, another thing that we didn't even cover last time is there's not like one set of rules for affiliate links. It's like there are all these companies that are paid by the manufacturers to run their affiliate program. There's ShareASell and Post Affiliate Pro and whatever the hell Rogue uses, like some stuff straight from the 90s. I don't even know. That interface is terrible. But I mean, they're all different. And so they all have different rules, different. And I can totally understand why the consumer would be confused by it, because I am totally confused by it.
Yeah. I am too, still. I will say, though, like, you know, to circle back to Gluck, you know, he participates in the behavior that we were kind of, you know, I don't know, not condoning, but like using for discussion, and maybe coming from a negative perspective. However, that said, like, I will give Gluck his props. Like, he definitely gives potentially the best reviews out there, the most in-depth reviews that I've seen to date. Just this week, last week, he tore apart the one of those adjustable dumbbells. Was it the Newbells?
Was it the Newbells? Yeah.
I don't want to get that wrong, but he tore apart the Newbells and cautioned buyers about, you know, because they have some components that are gonna wear down. He also cut a bunch of bumper plates in half. I have no idea how much it cost for him to make that video. So kudos to him. Like, it does seem like he has a genuine interest and desire to providing like a thorough review that is going to really inform your purchase. And you know, and he also floods you with links whenever a new product comes out. But he's doing what he's got to do. He's doing what he's got to do.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
To your point, like, these companies are sending him equipment.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's free, and they know that he's going to be honest about it. He's not getting this stuff in exchange for saying nice things about this equipment. Right. He's like, I'm going to be real. I'm going to, you know, talk about the pros and the cons. And he really does. Like,
he does.
It's hard to find a video where he's just singing the praises of a particular product for the entire video. Like, he'll nitpick it in a way that, like, as a consumer, you kind of need to know. And even if you're like, oh, well, that's a nitpicky thing that'll never bother me, it's still better to know that that exists than to walk into purchasing that product blind. So definitely props to Gluck.
Yeah. Big props to Gluck. I agree. I don't want to think we were just taking shots at him. I think. I know.
Love you, Adrian.
Yeah. I think that kind of covers it. I know that we've need to bring this in for a landing here soon enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really interesting conversation, and it definitely got the attention that we were hoping for. You know, I think, you know, I came from the standpoint of wanting to discuss while educating and get some feedback, and I think mission accomplished. So I'm happy with that. Let's wrap on one question that I want to throw out there to you. I think you can kick it back to me, but I don't know if I'm going to have a good answer, but one of the questions. So what's a DIY piece that you've built or created and built that you think that should be brought to market that hasn't already been brought to market, because a number of your ideas have been brought to market?
So, and I'm not going to say that I am the originator of this thing, but a good rack-attached lateral raise does not exist. Like, something that is affordable and high quality. And like, I really like the way that I can use mine on a rack all by itself, and it can be plate loaded, or I can attach it to my wall tower and then it's cable loaded. Like, I was talking to FNF Steel about it for a while, and I think that they just had a hard time because of the cost. They weren't going to be able to sell it at a price that I felt like, you know, there's a certain threshold that like people aren't going to purchase it if it's above this price. Bells of Steel hit me up about it, but they wanted me to make it even more multifunctional. And while I think that's a good idea, I just haven't had the time to work on it for them. So I don't know if they're working on it on their own or whatever, but man, I cannot tell you how many people have hit me up and they're like, I don't have the tools. I just want to buy one. Where can I buy this thing? And I'm like, it's been 2 years and still no one's making it.
It's funny you bring that up. I was recently wanting to try to hack that. I think, was it you that shared somebody had taken like their spotter arms?
Rorman Strength, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He used his spotter arms on, what did he mount those to? Safety?
I think just like, safeties. Well,
yeah, it has to go left to right. Yeah, so it was like the rack attached safeties.
Yeah.
And then he just used pins to put his jammer arms on there and some, and that got me thinking, because I thought, I could probably do something like that. Yeah. So to Bells of Steel, like, you know, so what I liked about, you said it was Rorman Strength?
Yeah. Rorman
Strength. Name. Okay. Rory. Because he's using the spotter arms, it gives him multiple attachment points. And did he put leg rollers on there with his?
No, he was using, he's got his like handles. Some patented handles that he's made, and they articulate. So like they were moving throughout the movement, which is, that's great. That's perfect.
Pretty sweet. I think, so what got me thinking was in commercial gyms, you'll see where people, they have like rollers on a machine like that so that you don't have to grip it. You're just using like your elbows and stuff to do that. Yeah. And that's where I was like, oh, I have leg rollers. I could put those on there. So to Bells of Steel saying yours need to be multifunctional, maybe if the arms had, you know, two-way holes or four-way holes like an upright or something like that.
No, that's not what they wanted. Kayvon gave me specifics as for what functionality he was wanting to do. And like in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's totally possible. But then I just like, have just a million things going on and like spending 8 hours trying to figure out the engineering to do this thing. Just I haven't been able to make the time or find the time to do that, but I have no doubt somebody at some point is going to make something. Like, it needs to be in the $300 or less range. And like, that's the struggle. There is a company, I don't even know if they're around anymore, but CFT was making something for a while that people were buying.
Well, you know, the owner passed away.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Dude, I did not know that.
Yeah, he was in like I could be getting this wrong, but I think he was in a fatal car crash or motorcycle crash or something like that. At CFT, they did make a version of that. I don't know if they're still operating or not. I also know that there was a lot, we should have brought them up in the controversy episode. Yeah. Because their quality was not always very great. Right. There was like a piece that they provided in the garage gym competition that was like a pile of crap. Mm. And I think Joe Gray was like, didn't welcome them back or something to participate in it. But
there were things to be desired in their customer service department.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother segment for a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. I think that somebody should bring that to market too. I know if you have done it, I think Savage Strength out of like Europe has a version of it, but then, you know, you're paying to get it from Europe. And I think that would be really cool. I've got some ideas. Kayvon, hit me up.
Yeah, dude.
I'll talk to you at Home Gym Con.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, man. Well, I'm stoked, dude. The next time we're going to be doing this is going to be in 2 weeks at Home Gym Con, bro.
Yes, sir. We're going to be dapped up, bro'd up, and having a great time. So looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, man. Well, good shit, dude. I will see you on the flip side.